Chamber of Commerce CEO President Nicole Miles from St. Vincent's Healthcare. You may have heard, John, again, we say Billings Morning News Radio show, because some in this building, John, do shifts.
This is an award-winning show, I've been told. Yes, it is. You got all those awards up there?
Yeah. Well, it's a show.
It is a show.
It wouldn't sound right if I said Living Large and Harvin, the Billings Morning News Radio shift.
No.
Would it, Nicole?
Well, I think technically for a shift, you have to work 7 to 3, and we all know those aren't radio hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I work 4 a.m. till 2
4 a.m., yeah.
Or so.
I've seen you into the evenings. You put in the long hours.
Well, I split my day up, though.
Okay.
I know how to work. I have good time management.
You right.
How to go home, take a 90-minute...
power nap,
A 90-minute recess. Of course, the new boss, Mike and Adela,
right?
They don't know me that well, so they probably see... You skating out here at 10. What the hell? But no, they don't know me.
They don't see you 24/7 like we do.
Oh, I know how to manage my time, but I have a little fun here. And I disrespected you. I'm sorry, I didn't call you Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll let that one slide.
CEO and President of the Chamber of Commerce, John Brewer. But there was a time this summer, I think it was during a Billings Wolves press conference,
right?
Wasn't it?
It was.
And
all
the media was gathered, and Brewer, of course, is always there with the Chamber of Commerce. And was it Mark Burr?
It was Mark Burr, yes.
We're all done, didn't he say, and Mr. President, we're glad.
He did. He's such a nice guy, boy. Yeah, that was a surprise.
What did you think when he said that?
I had to look around. I wasn't sure who he was talking to.
You see all the looks you were getting from your friends and colleagues?
Yeah. Like, you don't know this guy, or you'd be calling him something else.
It's just John Brewer.
President, please.
Mr. President.
So
correct.
So that'll be the inside joke going into 2015. Whenever you see John, Nicole, it's like, hello, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
How are you? So, all right, we're going to come back and talk a lot about the Chamber of Commerce and some great big news that was released yesterday. And when Kelly McCandless sent the information over to me about Shark Tank yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, I was on that blog post. Boom, posted in 10 minutes. I wanted to beat the other media, the Gazette.
I think you did.
Yeah, I think I did.
You were out there first.
It was on Facebook.
It was
boom,
exciting.
So I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, a lot of likes and shares. People are excited.
I know. I think it's going to be a great keynote address on the Salesperson's Breakfast. And we'll talk about the new name of the Salesperson's Breakfast as well.
That's right.
And Nicole, we'll get you on the radio again.
So, I get to talk again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a 4-hour talk show.
Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Show. Yeah, so we have
to. Not to be confused with shift.
If need be.
Listen online at newstalk955.com.
Newstalk 916, Billings Morning News, Newstalk 95.5. 50s the rest of the week, with the exception maybe of Friday, around 60. Not so much in Billings, but in the outskirts of Laurel. Usually a little bit warmer in Laurel. Nicole's going, how does he know that? I just make crap up. Like, I just make that up. Yeah, you can see Laurel. Kind of a haze over Laurel. Look at the Beartooth, though, you guys.
It's like Santa Claus. He knows when you're sleeping.
Yeah, I know.
He knows what the weather is.
Yeah, so it is nice. All right, Living Large and Harvard, John Brewer, Billings Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Chat. We do this the second Wednesday of every month. And Nicole Miles with us. St. Vincent Healthcare, and people are saying, why is Nicole there? Well, we should maybe just go backwards from our sheet. Let's talk about why Nicole is here.
Nicole's here for a whole slate of reasons. We've got some great activities coming up, and St. Vincent Healthcare has really stepped up to help us. And you talked about Salesperson's Breakfast, which is the old name, and the old name was Salesman's Breakfast.
Oh,
and what we discovered...
Oh, how old school. Salesman's Breakfast?
You'd get together
back in the
and you'd
70s?
Have your mimosas, and back
salesman.
In the 70s, 80s even, jeez. I believe, to some extent there. And then we even learned last year that Salesman's Breakfast or Salesperson's Breakfast is somewhat limiting. People think, well, I'm not in the sales industry, although I think we all are to some extent. I don't know if I feel welcome at this event.
So it was branded that way for years, though.
It was. So we're going to officially be known as the Billings Chamber Breakfast 2015, but then we're going to brand it with the activity that's going on that year, and this year we're going to call it Enter the Tank.
Enter the Tank.
If you haven't heard or seen my blog post at newstalk955.com, the Chamber of Commerce, Billings Chamber, John Brewer and his staff sent out a press release yesterday afternoon. And I had no idea this was going to happen, but Shark Tank sort of is coming to Billings.
Yeah, Damon John, who is the founder of FUBU and is a venture capitalist and just really exciting. If you watch the show, he just adds that element to it.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I watched the show, actually, is because of Damon. Yeah.
And I heard him speak 2 years ago at a program. He doesn't
in Billings?
No, it was in Washington, D.C., and he does a really nice job. He engages the audience. He talks about leadership and
branding and motivation. My Lord.
Motivation. And that's why, you know, it's not a salesman's or salesperson's breakfast. Yeah. It's really a motivational, get excited and, you know, see a celebrity that we watch on TV every day now, or it used to be weekly.
I had no idea until I started watching Shark Tank a couple seasons ago that, I mean, I knew of FUBU. Yeah. I think everybody, most people do, but I didn't know it was attached to Damon
he's
John.
He's the man, right?
He's the guy.
And Nicole, so every year, you know, we can't do this and we can't reach out to a Damon John. And last year in Archie Manning, where we had 1,600 people last year, which is a great event.
Great crowd, yeah.
But we can't even start that process until somebody like Nicole and St. Vincent Healthcare steps up and says, hey, we can help support this because they believe in the speaker and the business education and the motivation that comes from this. So we approached Nicole and boy, she turned around real quick and said, that aligns with what they're doing. So
that's right. Perfect. We were so happy to be part of this. And just like the chamber supports the health of your business, and I'm sure that Damon John will support, excuse me, you know, growing and marketing and managing your business in a more efficient way. That's really what St. Vincent Healthcare is about too. You know, we take care of your patients and as we have for more than 115 years.
Yeah, look where St. V's has come, you know, even in the last couple of years with, you know, downtown and then the shadow location for the after hours tonight. Yeah.
That's right. Don't forget that. We have business after hours tonight at our Shiloh location. Starts at 5:00. We've got great drinks, great hors d'oeuvres, and as always, great networking and wonderful people to mix and mingle with.
And we'll talk more about that with John in a second. But I wanted to go back to St. Vincent's and being, you know, major sponsor of the Billings Chamber Breakfast. And we don't want to leave anybody out that helps with this great event every year.
Yeah, we have a lot of partners that step up. The Billings Gazette's been a tremendous support for us. Denny Menholt, Denny just has believed in this event for a very long time. Rimrock Mall's going through a lot of changes, and they've partnered with us too. And I was in there last night. They're making some really neat
good
things.
Good friend of mine, Darren Olson's the marketing director there. He's doing a great job.
My new Facebook friend, Darren Olson.
Darren Olson, yeah.
First Interstate Bank, Sanderson Stewart, BNSF, and Stockman Bank, and of course, our friends at Town Square help us. Town Square Media and the Living Large Larry Show.
Woo-hoo.
Those
the
folks
Living Large
broadcasting
Larry
live. The shift.
The shift.
Now
an award-winning shift at that.
And I'll be doing the show live in when it's April 2nd.
April 2nd. Metropark.
Okay, perfect.
Bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
7 a.m.
Yeah, and talk about the move. Not all people know that we moved from the Holiday Inn Grand Montana, the Convention Center. We outgrew that for the event.
1,600 people last year with Archie Manning. Oh, expecting at least that this year again. So there's tables that are available on the floor. You get the full breakfast and service, and it's a nice atmosphere. But also there's some great seats available. Mm-hmm. General admission. They're $35 tickets. If you're not a chamber member, $35. You can have great seats and a great breakfast up in the stands.
How much is the table of 10?
Table of 10 for chamber members is $400.
That's cheap.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great incentive for staff.
Sure.
It's a nice Christmas present. Good stocking stuffer.
There you go.